Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. In Richmond, you can check us out on 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn. And you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. It's Bish Cakes, EB, and JP. Talking about name change. When our radio tombstone is written,
yeah,
it's going to have topics like name change, stadium.
Terry McLaurin holdout.
Yeah, that's just the latest.
Yeah.
But the name change and the stadium,
yeah,
they've persisted for more than a decade.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's bang out these calls. People want to chime in, 800-636-1067. I will say this. I'm pretty adamant. I don't think this is ever going to happen. But I was also very adamant that Dan Snyder would never sell the team. So for those of you that are clinging to this.
And that he'd never change the name in the first place.
I guess, but it was all tied together, essentially. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I never thought he'd sell the team.
That push started a decade before.
Yeah.
They actually pulled the trigger on 2-22.
Well, that's why I didn't feel like that. I just didn't feel like, I mean, he was trying to be forced to sell it for so many years, and he just didn't. I felt like there's nothing that's going to turn it. Mm-hmm. There's nothing that's going to force him to sell.
I always thought if they had like a tape of him saying like terrible racist stuff or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Good smoking
gun. And essentially,
gun.
That's kind of what happened. The sexual allegations and all of that just became too much. All right, let's go to Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen, go ahead.
Wow, you guys are. I got to be careful because I've been frustrated because I've been on the phone waiting to talk to you because this whole thing makes my head explode. You know, Evie, I can't believe you're like body blocking this. What's up, man? I mean,
what?
I know what you're saying.
What?
You're body blocking the whole thing. Come on, get on the team.
Yeah, you're the speed bump.
I have nothing to do with it.
Nothing will
please me more, really, in life than to go back to the old Redskins. That it's great. I don't think it's, but it's. I just don't see it as a practical matter happening. I'm just being realistic.
Well, guess what? You know, I heard someone say earlier. Well, you know, they're saying Commanders all the time. Well, guess what? They're saying Redskins all the time now. Remember a couple of years ago? They wouldn't even mention the name. It was so stupid. They were like, oh, the Washington team. And if they said Redskins during an NFL game, they'd apologize for it later. We didn't mean to say that.
Embarrassing. I agree.
Yeah,
embarrassing.
Now the Redskins name's being said all over the place because it's acceptable. Because people, you know, woke.
I know, because the fact of the matter is it isn't offensive to the vast
Native
majority
Americans.
Of people. Yeah.
I'm sorry?
It's not offensive to the vast, 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 vast majority of people.
That's right.
And but I mean, it doesn't matter.
And it wasn't 3 years ago.
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, and it does matter. We've got momentum now.
What momentum? What momentum? Just because
President Trump.
Because Trump said something? What can we do?
There's been a pendulum shift in
what
a lot
we
of
do
things.
As people? What can we do as people?
Support that it.
Well, okay, he does support it.
I support it.
It's just his opinion that it's
realistic.
Not going to happen. Barry Allen, of course, he supports it.
I don't think the owner. I think it makes him particularly vulnerable to political winds of change.
Mary Ellen, have you ever hung out with Sabah?
No.
You guys, you're the exact same call.
Yeah, you guys are the same people.
You know, JP, it's so funny. You know, you're kind of quiet, but you slide little things in there like, oh, he's just doing it to change the subject. Well, who's changing the subject from the auto pen? So don't even go there.
It's on you, JP. He's calling you out.
That's why this is all so annoying. All right, let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I agree with EB. I don't think it's going to change. I think that what Josh Harris has done for the first 2 years, what this franchise has done in the first 2 years, coming off this great season last year, having Jaden, why throw a monkey wrench in that? The only people who are going to be happy with this are people in Washington. But the rest of the NFL, you know, the media is going to jump on this in a negative manner. Okay. It'll
never go away. There'd be protests every week. It would never go away. The columnists would write about it. It would just be a nightmare.
Exactly. And why would he want that? Okay? His brand is the needle is pointing up. This might be the most positive franchise going right now, all coming off last year. Yeah. And I just don't think that you want to put that sort of negativity into
it. They're not going
to. I understand the passion that the fans have for the name, but the one thing I do want to caution people on, it's easy for us to say it's not offensive, okay? But you think of all of the other offensive words that we have for certain segments of society that when you hear people say that, the hair on your neck stands up, right?
That's fine. Here's what my take on it has been. The market spoke, right? The market spoke.
Yeah.
Advertisers spoke. You can say, oh, dictionary – that doesn't mean anything to me. Google searches are just made up in certain ways. Dictionaries, they can only, it means nothing. Means nothing. Means absolutely nothing. But we lost, the market spoke.
Yeah, I just don't think it's coming back. And for that reason, I don't want it to come back. You know, everyone is looking at us as being the nice new shiny franchise. A lot of franchises want to be have the narrative that the Washington Commanders have. Don't take a step back. That's what I want to say. Thank you.
All right, thanks. I don't think it would be a step back.
So he wants to stay the Commanders.
Yeah, I don't think it would be a step back. And I think it's okay for people to be offended. It's okay. Be offended. Get over it. Who cares?
Happens
I'm offended
every day.
By things.
Happens every day.
I'm offended. Whatever. Get over it. But the money is speaking, and that's bigger than anybody's personal offense.
The protests, I think, are just overrated. Protests never work. They never work. People are
But they're annoying.
They are annoying.
They're
protesters.
Annoying. And to the protesters,
I would say that the civil rights movement kind of worked. I mean, I had to disagree with the protests never work.
How could you go back further?
Well,
let's talk about the NASA protesters yesterday. There was like 25 of them. Mm-hmm. Is that going to get anything done? No. Protests are stupid. They are. They're dumb.
Sometimes they work.
I generally agree with you.
Sometimes they're just dumb. Work. You're speaking in broad strokes.
Yes,
sometimes
of course.
They're impactful. And unfortunately, I think this one wore on advertisers and people, and we lost.
It came down to that.
We lost.
But I don't think it was because of the protests.
Sometimes you just take L's.
My whole take was, if you're offended by the term Redskins, don't go to a game, don't support the team, don't buy a hat, don't buy a ticket.
It was the Redskins for years. Yeah. For years it was the Redskins.
And also, intent matters. There was zero intent to offend. Zero. So, you know, whatever. But we lost. I lost the argument.
I mean, the Cleveland Indians had to change their name.
Yeah.
Because of that. The Atlanta Braves said, F you. We're not changing our name. Different market. Different people.
They held strong.
And then the Braves apparently were very good to the Native Americans down, you know, those groups. I don't know. Maybe they were just throwing cash at them.
Checks. Yeah, I don't know.
But they didn't budge.
Let's go to Craig in Mechanicsville. Craig, what's up?
Hey, Jones, what's going on?
What's up, Craig?
Hey, I think the big thing that everybody's missing here is the NFL didn't support him in the first place. When all this came up and Nike stopped selling their gear, the NFL could have stepped in and said, well, then you're not going to make all our uniforms anymore.
Right, because they're vulnerable to all the protests and they're sympathetic to it all, too.
Right.
Exactly.
So I don't think, even if he wants to, the NFL's not going to let him do it.
They're not.
Right.
Yeah, they're not going back.
I don't know. The NFL also hated Snyder.
Yeah, they hated his guts.
There's one reason why they didn't support
it. That's true.
They might support Harris a little bit more. In fact, I know they would.
They would support him more, but they're sympathetic to the idea that it could be offensive to people.
Yeah.
And everyone's afraid of being offended.
But I would agree with Valdez in this one that the world is different.
I agree.
All right.
I agree.
The left isn't dominating like it used to. And
I agree.
It's more of a balance.
But like EB said, it will change. And
it goes back and forth.
So I'm fine with it how it is. Just keep winning. Who cares what the name is?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I think that's the boat a lot of people
are in. That's what you're going to have this year because it's not going to be Redskins this year.
No. I disagree with the notion that Eric thinks that yes, the market did speak 10 years ago, but I don't know if it would have the same message if they changed it back in the future.
Today, immediately, you probably get away with it, but who knows down the road? It's just too risky. It's too risky. It's been proven toxic to advertisers.
They want to make that $6.05 billion.
I think back then the market would speak to that, but I don't think the market I don't think the future market would speak to that.
I think things might change in just a few years, and then we'll be all in the same boat again.
Well, maybe.
We can't keep
doing names.
As long as we're in this biz, we can't keep doing name changes.
I know. That's why we just have to take the
L. Months.
I'm taking the L on it. I lost the argument.
Eric, it wasn't some long, drawn-out thing with all these sponsors. FedEx attacked Dan Snyder, or Fred Smith, on July 2nd. On July 12th, 10 days later, they retired the name.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't some big momentum thing that had been building so much. It was the George Floyd death, that summer of extreme tense racial tension.
Right.
You had the fight between Fred Smith and Dan Snyder.
Right, but it's been building. Those were the final pieces.
By the end, there were 80 to 90 sponsors that talked about
pulling
out. Yeah,
that was the final thing.
Nike was a big one.
Those are the final straws. But this had been building for 20 years. But there have been articles written about it for 20 years. And eventually,
nothing was going to happen if Josh Harris was the owner and not.
I disagree. I think Josh would have caved. I think he would have caved. Mm. It would take a Dana White or a Trump or somebody that's like obnoxiously rich and also not afraid to have a politically different opinion. And I'm not sure Josh Harris is made of that. I'm not sure Josh Harris is willing to have a politically different opinion.
But they also hated Snyder. He was so unlikable.
Well, he's very polarizing.
His business partners hated him.
100% true.
So I don't know if Fred Smith would have been as vocal and anti-name with a Josh Harris as he was with Snyder.
I guarantee you Fred Smith didn't even care about the name. Yeah, he just wanted to get rid of...
he wanted Snyder out.
Yeah.
They all wanted Snyder out.
That was his power play.
Is Goodell going to speak before the Hall of Fame game in like a week? Because doesn't he usually do like...
He usually does,
I guarantee you he's going to be asked about the Redskins' name.
He will support the name Commanders. I'll bet everything I own on it.
Well, what's the question going to be? Would you and the owners support a name change back to the Redskins?
He would definitely avoid the answer. You know what I'm saying? He would avoid it, but he's not going to support bringing it back. I mean,
it's a lock. He has to be asked about it.
He'll have a canned response.
He'll have some sort of political response.
Well, his team
doesn't answer. You know, he's too politically savvy. He's not going to take a stand like that. I just don't see it.
He defended Snyder for a lot of years.
Well, he didn't want to. He felt like he had to. Mm-hmm. You think he wanted to defend Dan Snyder?
Yeah,
and
job.
All the messes
job,
that he would get him in?
I would be stunned if Goodell, of all people, went out there and said, yeah, I think you're right. The Redskins, we overreacted to it. And
yeah, that's not happening.
The name change, he used to say it was a historic name, tradition name. Mm-hmm. Like he said everything that Snyder would say. He was like a parrot.
Yeah. Which I think is all true.
What if he doesn't downplay it? Like, what if he, you know, he's not saying, you know, they're the Commanders and they'll always be the Commanders. What if Goodell leaves the door open?
I'll be shocked.
I think he'll try
and
to
I'll
close
just say,
it as
Valdez,
best he can.
He left the door open. You got me there, buddy. What else can I say?
Well, that's what
you
see.
I don't see that happening.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning,
Switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
It's that time of year again, back to school season. And Instacart knows that the only thing harder than getting back into the swing of things is getting all the back to school supplies, snacks, and essentials you need. So here's your reminder to make your life a little easier this season. Shop favorites from Staples, Best Buy, and Costco, all delivered through Instacart, so that you can get some time back and do whatever it is that you need to get your life back on track. Instacart, we're here.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But he will be asked about it.
Oh yeah,
no doubt.
Will he be asked about Terry McLaurin?
My guess is at some point the Harris Group will they're going to have to respond to this
again,
right? In the next few days.
He's so tired of it.
You got to be so sick
of
it.
Well, they're speaking tomorrow before the start of training camp.
They'll
get asked about that. And he'll reiterate.
Listen. Yeah. It was a different era. I love that team. I grew up loving that team.
It's so predictable.
But now we're the Commanders, and we're moving on with Commanders. Yeah. It's too risky of a play.
Until we change from Commanders, not back to Redskins, to a different name. I'm still holding on to that. Before 2027.
You have to be a real, rebel with a real strong core to stand up and name your football team the Washington Redskins today. And I personally do not think Josh Harris is made of that. Personally,
I don't think he's interested in it. I take him at his word.
I just don't think he wants to deal with it. He just doesn't want to deal with all the repercussions
and
pushback.
Like, yes. I mean, I
he
think
just
he
doesn't want to have
it. It would I be think an he, unforced error.
He loved the name. He went to games as a kid.
Yes,
he had jackets. He had memorabilia. It's a big part of him. But he's also a guy that went to the Wharton School of Business.
Yeah, he's a businessman
who created a business and Apollo Management and blew up and then started getting into sports and it's blown up and he's got all these partners. It's too complicated. It's easier just to leave it the same. Leave it alone and make money.
Yes.
By the way,
unfortunately,
Jaden Daniels with the Commander's jersey had the number one jersey. Now, it's not because of the jersey itself.
Well, if it was a Redskins jersey, it would also be the number one selling jersey.
I know.
That's right. But the point is, it didn't hurt it.
Right.
Yes.
That's the point.
There weren't droves of people saying, I'm not buying that jersey.
Even though the name stinks, didn't hurt.
I honestly don't know. Besides, if Trump was not president, I think Trump would do it. I think Dana White would do it. I don't even know who else would have the balls to do it. To name the team the Washington Redskins today. And I think there's nothing wrong with that. I don't think it's offensive. But it's just, you're just inviting just a nightmare of potential problems down the road. I don't know who would stand up and do that. I don't think there are many people.
It's probably not. It's probably not a wise business move to name your team that.
I don't know.
I saw
it and I just didn't put much stock into it. I agree with you. I just think he's just throwing stuff out there.
He's just having fun with it. All right. What did it take? One or two more calls?
The phone lines are locked and loaded. We can bang out your calls and keep with this conversation.
They want to talk about it.
Let you talk. All right. 800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere.